Such a happy man. W-O-L-D. W-O-L-D. W-O-L-W-O-L-D. I am the morning DJ at K-A-H. Playing all the hits for you. Play them night and day. The great good morning.
Barbies always did it on the first date. Now she's with me. There's never any need for them to demonstrate, 'cause she's like a baby, I'm like a cat. When we are happy, we both get fat. And still, it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. So I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say, and I'm learning that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she. Her life in a nutshell. No way would she want it to change me. It's not that easy, 'cause my time is often decided for me. Every pencil, crayon color in the box, her blue green eyes compliment the burnt sienna in her lock. She's at the movies, I'm on the phone. When we're separated, we're never alone. But still, it's never enough. It's never enough. No, it's never enough. So I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say, and I've learned that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she. Her life in a nutshell. No way would she want it to change me. It's not that easy, 'cause my time is often decided for me. Knowing that to catch me from falling, but she came round, and only her tenderness stopped me from bawling my eyes out. I'm okay, and that's why her life in a nutshell. No way would she ever want it to change me. It's not that easy, 'cause my time is often decided for.
It's 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Touch Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, December the 4th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back, I promise. Okay, it's 4:15. Like I promised, I'll be right back, and here I am. Okay, let's get into sports scores. Let's go with the women's college basketball games yesterday. Mississippi State 85, Iowa State 81, Florida 83, Long Beach State 53, Colorado 85, Idaho State 56, and Oregon State 65, BYU 56. As I've said in previous programs, I'm following closely the UConn women's basketball team since they lost so many stars from last year's championship team, and they won four championships in a row. Unprecedented. I'm just interested in seeing how they're going to do this year. And so far, they're ranked number two behind Notre Dame, but they haven't lost a game so far this year. And so, therefore, that's the reason. One main reason. I'm a basketball junkie anyway. That's one reason I like to follow women's basketball, college basketball. Let's go to the basketball that the men play. Yesterday, upset. Number 11, UCLA, went to Kentucky and defeated number one Kentucky 97-92. Villanova 88, St. Joe's 57, Kansas 89, Stanford 74, Duke 94, Maine 55, cupcake game. upset. West Virginia, who's ranked number 25, defeated Virginia, ranked number 6, 66-57. Another upset. Baylor, ranked number 9, defeated Xavier, who's ranked number 7, 76-61. Gonzaga 69, Arizona 62, Creighton 82, Akron 70. Louisville 79, Grand Canyon. 2 weeks in a row I've had Grand Canyon scores. I didn't even know there was a college in Grand Canyon, but I guess there is, and someone found them. And Louisville beat them 79-70. Not bad. Hanging there with Louisville. Purdue 90, Morehead State 56, Wisconsin 90, Oklahoma 70, Butler 82. The Butler did it over Central Arkansas 58. And here's another upset in Little Rhodey. Providence, who was unranked, defeated Rhode Island, ranked number 21, 63-60. So I guess we've got two pretty good teams down there in Rhodey. Syracuse, 77. Northern Florida, 71. And here's a cupcake game of all cupcake games. Oregon, 128. Savannah State, 59. That'll teach you to get out of Georgia. Hey, like I said before, these colleges schedule these cupcake games so their record looks impressive, and the cupcake teams take these games so they can get the money. But there you go. And yeah, I'm in favor of paying college athletes. They bring in so much money to the school. Why not share in the loot? 4:18 here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. I'll be right back. Thank you.
making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. That's living healthy and green. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. And to get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we did the women's college basketball. We did the men's college basketball. Let's go to the professional basketball. Yesterday in the NBA... Couldn't hear my background music. Yesterday in the NBA, the Bucks 112 and the Nets 103. Good news for the Celtics, that pick keeps getting lower. Timberwolves 125, the Hornets 120, the Raptors 128, the Hawks 84, the Celtics 107, the 76ers 106, the Grizzlies 103 and the Lakers 100, the Mavericks 107 and the Bulls 82. The Jazz 105 and the Nuggets 98. Trailblazers 99 and the Heat 92. And the Warriors 138 and the Suns 109. In that Celtics game, Amir Johnson got 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. Jay Crowder got 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. And a steal, rather. Okay. Horford got 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 block. Thomas got 37 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal. Bradley got 20 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Jonas Jerebko got 5 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Gerald Green got 1 point and 1 steal. Jaylen Brown got 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Zeller played, got zip. Kelly Olynyk played, got 6 points, no rebounds, and 1 assist. Smart got 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. And Rozier did not score, but he got 3 rebounds. For the 76ers, who are an improved team from what little bit I saw of the game, Saric came off the bench at power forward, got 21 points. Ilyasova, who starts, got 18 points. Okafor got 15 points. And Joel Embiid did not play. Now, they have two key players, Nerlens Noel and their first-round draft pick, whose name escapes me, who are both injured. When they get them back, 76ers are going to be a team to contend with. I was hoping that we could steal Okafor from them during the last year's draft, but they weren't budging. But anyway, also in the NBA, I haven't seen the Raptors play, but they are hanging on to first place, and they seem like they're a contender. Jared Sullinger is still out with that foot injury. I haven't heard anything about when he's going to be coming back. But the Raptors look like a team the Celtics are going to have to contend with, and they're going to improve their game to contend with it also. And in the, I just saw the last minutes of the last period, and Isaiah was getting his points, and he was getting fouled and everything else, but there wasn't that much ball movement except for a key three-point shot by Jonas Jerebko on an offer pass from Isaiah Thomas, who commanded the ball. I think Horford took a couple of shots. Crowder, I didn't see get a shot. And I don't think Bradley took more than a shot in during that period. There's got to be a lot more ball movement there if this is going to be a team. You don't want to sit around and watch Isaiah do his thing. Isaiah can get to the basket virtually any time he wants. But you got to keep the other guys involved if you're going to make a serious run at a championship. That's just my opinion. What do I know? Not that much. 427 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. And our phone number, if you want to make a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
racetrack, a professional driver knows he's surrounded by other pro drivers.
NASCAR legend and racing champion Rusty Wallace.
When you drive a truck for a living, the only professional around might be you. All the more reason to buckle up every trip, every time. Because out on the highway, trouble can come from anywhere, and it can happen in a heartbeat. If you're ever in a crash, the smartest and the safest place for a trucker to be is behind the wheel, secure and in control of your truck, looking out for yourself and everybody around you. Without your safety belt, you could easily get bumped out of position, and that means out of control. Trust me, that's not good on the racetrack, and it's not good on the highway. So be ready, be buckled. Remember, you're the professional, the one who drives for a living.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
And also by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:33 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I believe it's like 34 degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing you that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. How do I know that? Because I host that program also. Just thought I'd get a little promo in there. Okay, let's see. Where are we going next? Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins 2 and the Sabres 1. I should bring up my background music just in case I get a phone call, right? Right. Okay, Rangers 4 and the Hurricanes 2. Flyers 3 and the Blackhawks 1. The New Jersey 5 and the Predators 4. That was an overtime game. Senators 2 and the Panthers zip. Lightning 2 and the Capitals 1. That was a shootout. The Penguins 5 and the Red Wings 3. The Jets 3 and the Blues 2. That went into overtime. The Canucks 3 and the Maple Leafs 2. That was a shootout. The Blue Jackets 3 and the Coyotes 2. Also a shootout. The Stars 3 and the Avalanche zip. And the Oilers 3 and the Ducks 2. That was an overtime game. In that Bruins game at 14:10 of the first period, David Krejcik got his fourth goal of the year with assists from Kahlo and Backes. No scoring in the second period. And at 7:44 of the third period, Patrice Bergeron got his fourth goal of the year with assists from Pastrnak and Marchand. And at 9:12, Evander Kane got his first goal of the year with assists from Reinhardt for the Sabres. And that was it. Bruins 2 and the Sabres 1. Tuukka Rask had a fantastic game with 35 saves on 36 shots. Lehner did fairly well for himself also, 31 saves on 33 shots. Bruins prevailed 2-1. It seems to me the Bruins are still lacking in scoring power. The defense has been holding up pretty well. Perhaps not on some of the against some of the more potent teams in the league so far. But seems like the younger players are starting to get the feel of it and they're contributing. And the old guys are, hanging in there and trying to get their act together to be the mainstays of what hopefully is going to be a playoff team. So far, they aren't right there yet, but things look like they are heading in the right direction. So let's keep our hopes up. Okay, 4:36 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to college football. Not many games yesterday among the top 25 teams. Actually, let's go back to Friday. On Friday, Washington 41, Colorado 10, and Western Michigan 29, Ohio 23. And yesterday, Alabama 54, Florida 16, Clemson 42, Virginia Tech 35. Here's an upset. Number 7, Penn State, defeated number 6, Wisconsin, 38-31 down there in Happy Valley. Oklahoma 38, Oklahoma State 20, West Virginia 24, Baylor 21. And another upset, unranked Temple, defeated number 19, Navy, 34-10. And so there you go. I can't imagine that if you're, you know, from this area, that the Boston College football team, who struggled all year long, I think what their record was 5-6 or 6-6 or something like that, and didn't beat, like, to my recollection, any major football teams, but yet they're going to be bowl eligible. And some, from what I understand, there are about 3 or 4 bowls who are looking at them as a potential partner here on the, so not, probably not on January the 1st, but they play football games, you know, starting in December all the way through the almost mid-January now. Here again, you know, the dollars are the main attraction. So anyway, hope we'll see what happens. You know, why not? You know, yeah, I said they're playing in a big boy league, and they haven't had big boy players, you know, for quite a while. So if they can get, who knows, some recognition, they may be able to attract some other players. Who knows? They want an education as well as probably a football, some football training or whatever. 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Again, this is a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to give me a call. And the phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. I will be back, I promise.
Nicole, don't you just love this coffee shop?
Yeah, Maria. And it's nice to get out of the house without the kids for a change.
I know what you mean. I ran all over town with mine yesterday. But we got a lot done. They even got their yearly flu vaccines.
Really? I thought your kids were healthy like mine. They don't need to get vaccinated.
Actually, they do. My doctor says that healthy kids can get really sick from the flu. She said about 20,000 kids are hospitalized because of it every year. And some even die from it.
Wow. I didn't realize flu could be that serious. I'd better find out about getting my kids vaccinated, too.
Seasonal influenza is a serious disease that kills about 36,000 Americans each year and results in more than 200,000 hospitalizations, including over 20,000 children. Health officials recommend annual vaccination for all kids 6 months through 18 years. Get fluent. Learn the flu facts. Visit PreventChildhoodInfluenza.org.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:42 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host. Let's get right into, okay, before we go into professional football, golf is back. Golf is back in the subject only because Tiger is back. And he's not doing great, but he's not doing poorly either. In the Hero Challenge, Matsuyama is 19 under to lead after three rounds. Stenson is 7 back at 12 under. So is Dustin Johnson, 12 under. Snedeker is 11 under. Kukar is 11 under. Fowler is 10 under. Holmes is 9 under. Jordan Spieth is 9 under. Oosthuizen is 9 under. And then there is Tiger at 8 under, 11 strokes off the lead. I doubt that he's going to make that up. But, yay, after all these years off, I guess, and he's had, you know, some fairly good rounds. Other rounds not so good, and maybe half a round good and half a round bad. So I guess if you're a Tiger Woods golf enthusiast, you're following this all with bated breath, I guess, or whatever. Okay, so I understand that he's not going to be in every tournament that comes up. He's going to try to work his way back slowly and pick out the courses that he thinks he could be most successful on. And we'll see what happens. If you're a Tiger Woods fan, you know, I know you're watching, you know, diligently. Okay, 4:44 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, December the 4th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call at 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And while I was giving you all that stuff, okay, I finally found it. I'm looking for my stuff. For the National Football League. Well, anyway, off the top of my head, I guess I could talk anyway. Hey, I can talk sports if you wake me up in the middle of the night, probably, depending on what the sport is. Anyway, where am I going to begin? I should begin at the top because that's where I am. If you're a regular listener to the program, you know that I am in a heated contest with my son Scott, his son, which makes him my grandson, Kyle, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. And as I look at it, I've been leading virtually all season long. I was in first place after week one, first place after week two, first place after week three. I was tied for first place in week two and tied for first place in week four. I was in first place in week five. Then week six, I fell to third place. I don't know what happened there. That's the week that Kenny got hot. Week seven, I was in first place. Week eight, tied for first place. Week nine, I fell to second place. Week 10, I was in first place. And week 11, I was in first place. And this week, this past week, I am still in first place. I have 115 wins, 60 losses. And that's a percentage of 657, if you're interested. Scott's 5 games back. Actually, he's 6 games back. Because I picked the Patriots, I picked against the Patriots twice. To make it kind of interesting, one of our rules is that you have to pick against the Patriots 3 times during the year. So you have to, sort of like say, are these games that the Patriots might lose? And that puts me an extra game up on Scott because I picked against them twice. They won one and they lost one, and he's picked against them once, which they won. And that would give me a six-game lead over Scott, since I only have to pick against them once, and I'm not planning to pick against them until the last game of the season, and hopefully by that time they'll have clinched a playoff, so it won't be a big deal. Bill had a good week last week. He climbed into third place all by himself. 106 wins he had, but he's 9 games behind me, so he's not even, I don't even consider him in contention. Which gets him all riled up. Kenny's fallen into fourth place and he can't get up. With 104 wins, he's even 2 behind Bill. And Kyle has had a bad year. I think he got too many other things on his mind, like his music career. He's been holding up the bottom of the pile. I think he's climbed into fourth place on week 2. Actually, third place on week 3. In second place in week 4. And that was it. The oxygen up there was kind of thin. And he's falling back. He's way back with only 96 wins. And he won a couple of years ago. So, yeah, he's having a bad year. And I had notes about this week's game. And we always say, don't bet. Because it's, it's in the gambler's favor. You can't win if you got to figure out the points as well as who's going to win the game. And the over and the under, and that makes it just, too difficult, too confusing, all in stacked in favor of the guys who are going to bring home the big bucks, and that's not us. So we encourage you. We're giving you who we think are going to win. We're not getting to the points thing, and we advise you, if you're smart, take our advice. Don't even go there. And like I'm still, while I'm talking, I'm looking for my notes for this week's games, and I can't seem to find them. Oh, there's so many things going on in my life. Okay, maybe this is it. Nope, that's not it. Hold on there. Maybe I should bring up the background music. Okay, I'm going to have to do it from off the top of my head because I can't seem to find my notes. Where did they go? Who stole my notes? Anyway, I have the game, so I'll just try to remember what I did, who I picked, and everything else. Now, what did I do with the sheet with the games? Okay. Here we go. Week 13. Okay, I'm off to a good start this week. I had the Cowboys over the Vikings, and the Cowboys prevailed. I got the Falcons over the Chiefs. I got the Saints over the Lions. I got the Patriots over the Rams. I think I got the Jaguars over the Broncos. I got the Packers over the Texans. I got the Eagles over the Bengals. I got the Dolphins over the Ravens. I got the 49ers over the Bears. I got the Raiders over the Bills. I got the Steelers over the Giants. I got the Cardinals over Washington. I got the Buccaneers over the Chargers and the Seahawks over the Panthers. And I got the Jets over the Colts is my upset pick of the week. I remember that one. But like I said, that's off the top of my head. And like I said, I don't know what I do with my sheet. It's probably home somewhere. Anyway, that's what I have going on here in my picks as far as the NFL is concerned. The big news here in... Not so loud. The big news here in New England is the fact that Rob Gronkowski had a herniated disc in his back operated on a couple of days ago, and he's out for the rest of the season. And that includes the playoffs and the Super Bowl and everything else. Hopefully, he'll be back healthy next season. And there's talk about the Patriots. Now, because this is, you know, all media-generated talk. Talk about the Patriots letting Gronkowski go. As they've done with other players, you know. Chandler Jones in Arizona. And the guy that we got for Chandler Jones, we cut him as well. And then there was a Jamie Collins release. And then there was the benching last week of 2 weeks ago of Jabal Sheard. And who knows what's going on in Patriots land in the mind of the resident genius Bill Belichick. Anything can happen. I think that the offense is not going to sputter that much. First of all, we still have Bennett, even though he has been hampered by injuries. We have another person on the practice squad, a 6'7", 6'8", tight end. And we could also go to our fullback more often, Devlin. And they signed Glenn Gronkowski back to the practice squad. So who knows, he might get activated to the regular squad and try to fill his big brother's shoes. big shoes to fill, however, but hey, he's hung around this long, and he got drafted, so why not give the kid a shot, see what he can do, you know, out of the tight end or out of the fullback slot. And we have Deion Lewis working his way back. LeGarrette Blount has been having a fantastic year. Offensive line, we signed Cannon to a major contract. The offensive line, which I thought was going to be a weakness this year, hasn't been that bad. You know, Brady's been able to, you know, stay relatively healthy. His knee has been a problem, they say, but it's not enough to keep him out of practice so far this week. He's practiced every game. And we haven't done badly when you consider he missed the first four games and then both of our backup quarterbacks got hurt. How about that? And we only lost one of those first four games. And we've lost one game since he came back. And that was a game that Gronkowski went down in or was playing with the injury. They said it was a chest injury, so he might have had two injuries. And he had the hamstring earlier on in the season, at the beginning of the season, missing a couple of games there. So anyway, the offense, I think, is going to be potent enough to keep things going forward. And to be truthful, we don't really have that many tough games. I guess the toughest game on our schedule right now will be at the end of the season. The last game of the year is at Miami. Miami's been on a roll, but here again, I am not, I'm not absolutely certain that they're really a contender. But they've been beaten up. That's what you're supposed to do, beat up on the weak teams. And that's what they've been doing, beating up on the weaker teams. And they've been hovering around, what, they're only two games behind us for first place. But anyway, I think the Patriots will survive. There really, to me, is not a tremendously outstanding team. Even the Seahawks, who came in and beat us here. It was a close game. We're close enough down to the goal line. We couldn't push it in. And then at the end of the first half, the coaching staff decided to play the prevent defense. And to me, the prevent defense doesn't prevent anything. If you're a halfway decent team, especially at halftime, the prevent defense will allow you to get into field goal range. And even, you know, so that even if you don't go ahead, it allows you to narrow the score. And maybe you would play prevent defense in the last period if you're up, say, 10 points or even 7 points, you know, to keep them from getting into the end zone. But prevent defense, to me, it never really works. Put the pressure on the quarterback. That's the best way to prevent the team from scoring. Patriots didn't do that. The Seahawks came down at the end of the second period and scored. And to me, that was the turning point in the ball game. Okay, it's 4:58 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. We'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. to do it all over again. Hopefully, you'll get into the conversation. And we'd love to hear what's going on in your neck of the sporting world. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. This is the month of December. And we, for the next 3 Sundays, this Sunday, the 11th and the 18th of December, we are going to be bringing you top hits of the year 2016 and music of the season. And then on Christmas morning, yes, I plan to be here Christmas morning. On Christmas morning, we have a special Christmas program. Haven't got a title for it yet, but as soon as I get a title for it, I'll let you know what it's going to be. Stay tuned. You're going to be blessed.